Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, here getting you set up in studio. Turn my mic down a little bit. Not sure why I'm getting this new feedback. It has been giving me these problems lately. Can I turn the sound down this way? I'll still be able to hear me. All right. So this is trying to figure out this mic thing. Hello, is that better? All right. So we're going to be talking about that one first. All right, we're about to go live. Let's see, audio. Audio. Well, hopefully this helps a little bit. This audio, if not, we'll just have to unplug this mic. About to go live on all my platforms. I gotta figure out. I gotta play with this tomorrow. Studio mode. I'm sorry, guys. Supposed to be seeing me. Video capture on. This off. Is it my camera on? Video capture. Hello, everybody. We're coming. My phone is not on. Okay. All right, I guess for you YouTubers, I won't be streaming on YouTube tonight. Let's get into Clubhouse. Something wrong with my software. I really need, there we go. All right. All right, so we are connected. We are live. Hey, guys, everybody listening. We are live on all platforms. About to go into my Clubhouse to get live. Tonight's topic is about seven levels of scaling your business. Seven levels of scaling your business. So while I get on Clubhouse, let's listen to the intro. Hey, Roslyn. Hello, David. We're going to start this podcast tonight. I am going to be live, so I'll bring you guys up. We're going to have some time for people to talk, but we are now live on Blog Talk Radio, Instagram, Facebook, Clubhouse. So we are live on all networks. YouTube, I am going to have to figure that out because it has not been working well for me. One of my platforms always mess up, but it is A-okay. So tonight's topic is seven parts of scaling your business. Seven parts of scaling your business. And we're going to deep dive into this and teach you how to scale your business the proper way and the seven pieces of it that you need to have when you're scaling your business. Because a lot of you guys don't understand the phases of business creation. Like, there's so many phases you go through, and a lot of us are still probably in phase one. I'm going to go over these seven phases so that you can map out how you want to build out your business and implement these phases in your business. All right, so phase one is the startup phase. This is where most business owners are. They're in the startup phase. You're just trying to figure out what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and, you know, putting your ideas together, how you want things to function, who do you want to use as your manufacturer, who do you want to use as your distributor. We're figuring these things out. So that is phase one, the startup phase. Phase two of building out your business, scaling your business, is possession creative. This is when you actually get into the documentation, getting your CEOs, getting your staff, getting your CEOs, CFOs, you know, your team members, your assistants. You got the office now. Y'all are not working it out your house anymore. You're really dictating on what your business is and where it's planning to go. And you have team members that are being paid to do these things to help you grow your business. Management, you know, you got your little staff going on. This is that second phase, is making sure you have those people in place to help you move your business and do the things you need to do in your business. Now, phase three is your core leadership. That is making sure, that is giving everybody who the title. Again, people the correct title and what they're planning to do for your business, how they're planning to help you in your business, you know, making sure that your business has a crystal clear vision of where it's going, where it's headed, exactly the point of, you know, what is your real, true, stone hard mission for your business. That's where this comes into, like, those core leaderships. What is your business really about? Right now, we're kind of all up in the air. We do this, we do that, we do this, we do that. But when you get to having and creating that core leadership and those people finding that team, that management team that's going to make sure you gave them the handbook and said, this is how A, B, C, D, and E goes. And this is the only way it goes until we vote differently. So making sure you have that core leadership in there and have them knowing and training everywhere what you're doing. The next phase of this is automating your systems. Now, I believe this should be like phase two, but according to here, we're on phase four, automating your systems, making sure you have systems in place for you to build up your business, for you to get to the next levels, for you to make sure things are going easy peasy. You got somebody running your social media, your email blasts are going, you got a marketing manager happening, your sales are automated, you push a button, they go through the CRM, you have a workflow in your warehouse with your products, you know, you have your clients booking your appointments online, getting automated messages saying, hey, your appointment is at 5 o'clock today. Or, hey, here's what we need you to have. Hey, here's your payment. This is your systems, making sure that you have mastered your business automation. You know exactly what you want your business to do, how you want it to look, how you want it to feel. So this is phase four of growing your business or scaling your business. Then we have phase five. And phase five is really the make or break for most businesses, because this is technically when you're getting those high-ranking officers in there. You're making the money. You're putting people in charge of people, of charge of people, in charge of people, and you are creating those CEOs, CFOs, delegating those access to it. Your business has a look. It has a vision. It has a feel. It has a system. It's going places. It's doing the things that it needs to be doing. You're making a couple $1 million a year. Like, this is when your business is thriving, and now you need four or five other people that you're paying a salary, a great salary to, because you can afford to do that, to run your business for you. That's when now you become the name. I'm the founder of the business versus I am the owner and the person running the business. I am the founder. I created it, and now it's going and growing bigger. And then phase six of this is technology, integrating technology into it. That's when everybody is communicating. Your workflow is going properly. There's no jumble messes. Everything has a place. Every email has a system that it has to go through, a protocol. You have that network running. You have all your equipment running on this system, so you just plug it in, play, push it, and everything goes. Your leadership knows how to get to all the emails. They know how to do everything in their department. You have an accountant on deck. You have the lawyers on deck. Like that, integrating that technology to make you streamline your business better. And then number seven is platform phase. This is when you have made it. This is when you are actually able to sell your business for money. Like, it is set up so perfectly. It's set up so great that you can sell it. You collected all the data. You have put everything in place. You have got organization in your business. Your business is set up to the core. Your technology is running. Everything is running in your business. So those are the seven phases of scaling your business. So you have, I'm going to go over them real quick, and then I'm going to bring some of my Clubhouse people up on the stage and see if they would like to speak or have any questions and have a conversation about this right now. So we got phase one is the startup phase. Phase two is the creation, making sure you're starting to document your staffing. The stage three is your core leadership. Let me mute you, Roslyn. Hold on. Yeah, there we go. Stage three is your core leadership. Stage four is your automating your system. Stage five is having executive leadership. Stage six is integrating technology. And phase seven is platform. And your systems are so put in place that you have equity in your business, and you're now ready to probably go to the phase of being publicly branded, being publicly traded on that phase. So now you're properly created. So I know this is kind of deep and insightful, and a lot of us are still at phase one. We're just still trying to figure out how to get our business how we want it to run and make sure we have enough of money running through it. So, yes, everybody share the room, please, and get more people in here so we can have a conversation on Clubhouse about this. Let me end this. Okay. So, Roslyn, how are you today?
I'm blessed, thank you.
So, what phase of business are you in right now in your business?
Well, phase three. I already have my LLC, and I'm working on my brand every day. I'm writing out some steps and listening to you and taking notes. I know I'm gonna get there.
Nice. So yeah.
Thank you for having me today.
You're welcome. So that's the cool part about building out your business. Like, there's so many levels to it. Levels to building your business, levels to, you know, scaling your business. So you have to know where you want your business to go and have things implemented inside your business so that you can grow it to the next level. So I'm kind of going to do a little reset and tell everybody again, for the people who just came around, I am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. Tonight's topic is how to scale your business, or it's actually the 7 parts of scaling your business. Where are you in scaling your business? And what do you want to do with your business once you get it to the point that it is scalable? If you are on my Clubhouse, click that link above. Make sure you sign up for my free download, my free ebook. If you're on any other platform, you can find it at IamUniqueMarketing.com, IamUniqueMarketing.com, and click that. Download the free ebook. Get 15 days free to teach you about automation and getting your business going to the next level. So with that being said, let's start with phase one, the startup phase. That means you're getting your business actually set up. What is your product? What are you going to be selling? Who are you touching? Like, I know David, he's a barber. Roslyn, she's in healthcare. She has CMOS and everything. So in healthy foods. So those are different phases of it. So there's different markets. So having multiple items when you're first starting out is great, because now you're kind of figuring out where you want your business to go. This is a great time to ask for consumer research. What are your customers saying? What are they doing? You know what I mean? How are they feeling about the products and about the things that are happening in their business, in your business? Because if you really think about it, your business is not about you. Stop. Everybody thinks that their business is about them. It is not about you. It's about your customer. Your customer is the person who's going to make you better, who's going to buy your stuff. You're not buying your own products. You might use it and they might be a great product for you to use, but your customer is the one who's actually going to be buying it. So asking your customer, what do you like about this? What don't you like about this? You know, what is something, what would you like to come up next? Like, these are different things you can add on to your business and get into scaling it and getting up to the next level. Then you have your creation, getting your documents, making sure that LLC is in place, making sure your corporation is set up, setting up your business credit, you know, making sure you have your website in line, you know, making sure that you have your payment systems, you have your merchant accounts, you know, getting all your documentation. Do you have partners? What percentage of the business will your partners get? But you're not profiting quite yet. You're just kind of breaking even and staying afloat in your business. And then we go into your core leadership, right? So who's going to be the managers? Who's going to be the people out there that is growing your business, is helping you do different things, is helping you dictate, helping you put systems in place? So you're just making sure, like, you have those things. And training your managers and training the people who are going to be working underneath you is very, very, very important. So training them to make sure that they're going to put your business out there the same way you will is how you have to trade them. They have to know how you run your business. So you have to have all of that documented and understood so that you can have these management. And then we go to automated systems. Now, we're automating our system. We're building out. We're putting your CRMs in there. You're putting your databases together. You're creating your business flow, and you're getting your business out there to the public, to the people. This is where you really, really have to focus on how you want your business to run. Because, like, I like to test systems, try new systems, and I'm actually going to be changing my platform real soon for my podcast to use Anchor to see how I can, you know, grow on that platform and downloading all my podcasts and getting all my messaging out there properly so that we can grow our businesses. So those are the things that we're going to be doing that you have to do when you're automating your system, when you're getting your system automated. Hi, Norman. How are you? Hey, Norman. How are you? Oh, hi, Norman. How are you? I was on mute that whole time. Oh, that sucks.
I was saying, you're drinking coconut water so long?
yes, drinking the coconut water so long. I did not mean to be on mute, guys. But, yeah, so we're just going through the 7 parts of scaling your business. We're at automation, kind of the second overview of it, and automating your business and making sure you have things put in place. So that's your CRM, your payment processing, your email blast, email, your drip campaigns, like making sure you have your funnels are in place, all of those things, making sure you have those things put in place for your business. Norman, what phase are you in growing your business? Like, are you kind of still at the startup phase, or are you kind of, you have staff?
All right. Okay. Should I say startup phase?
I'll
say startup phase, and let me give me a kickstart. But I'm marketing myself. You know, I have my social media pages. I come on Clubhouse here, and you know, I do my best to connect as best as possible. And yes, I do acronyms, and I must say, you know, I'm getting response so far because people are utilizing my service. I say to them, hey, I am $15 for to do an acronym. With 6 letters per word, if it's more than 6 letters, you pay $2.50 for each additional letter, and it's working so far. So, you know, I'm putting myself out there. My book is on Amazon. I, you know, do my best to reach people with it and so on. You know, the more involved I am on Clubhouse, it, you know, exposes me more. And, hey, a space like this where replay is on, I know it's doing a lot for me as well. Thank you so much, Norman Gordon, closing his microphone for now.
That is awesome, Norman. I love that because, like, even your item is so unique. Like, there's nobody here on Clubhouse doing anything of that sort. So allowing people to have their acronym, an acronym of their name, like, unique, is good. I think I created one for me years ago. I haven't used it in forever, but I might need to hit you up and have you create one for me with that's related to my business, since my name is so unique. Ooh, I'm only at 6 letters. Yay! But
yes, I can definitely do that for you. And you know, let me put on your name from now. UNIQUE. Yes, indeed. And I must say to you, a pastor who she operates a church in Connecticut. You know, I met her in Clubhouse, and you know, her new book is called wants a Jesus, and I've done an acronym for her for that, and because and she's going out in the correctional services to do some presentations, so I'm happy to have my name on that. She's also her first name, I've done it for her, and you know, her message back to me was, that's quite impressive, you surprised me, because you know, she has never seen me work. She just heard me talking, and you know, she utilized the service, and it did well for her.
That's
you know, so hey, right. And I do it in poetry form. I don't just give a letter one word unless it blends in with the poem. But I do it in poetry form. It's wonderful.
That's nice. Yeah, you can do that for me and send me the information. And the cool part about it is like, now the only thing I do request is that it's business related. It's like talking about marketing or something like that. So that might be your little challenge. So I can use it when I'm presenting myself and then tell everybody about it. So yeah, make it kind of marketing business related if you can. Business coach. Something like that.
Thank you so much for that. Yes, because one thing I usually ask is what tone? I usually ask for the tone. Give me the tone you wanted to take. So, praises be, you have given me the tone you wanted to take. So the tone is, all right, so so it's, okay, so we have U-N-I-Q-U-E. All right, so, right, so give me the tone now. Business.
So business coaching, Q could be for quality, like you could, one of the U's, I have two U's, so you could try to play on unique. I'm a DIY business coach, stuff like that, you know.
It's coming up.
Okay. So, yeah, you can sit back and be creative, and we'll go from there. So
yes,
that's,
business coaching. Yes.
That's kind of the cool part about being out here in these clubhouse streets. So guys, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I know y'all, I'm talking to y'all on three different platforms right now, Facebook, Instagram, Blog Talk, and now Clubhouse. And I'm usually on YouTube, but YouTube was not being my friend today. Or my software to stream on YouTube was not being my friend. So, but what I'm saying is like Clubhouse is, the S-H-I-T-T, because it actually connects you with people you would never, ever talk to. I would have never met Norman. He's all the way in Jamaica. I might have come to Jamaica, planning on coming to Jamaica on multiple occasions, but he's out there. So, like, then I wouldn't even know where to look for him. What bar did he hang out at? I don't know, but the likelihood of me running into these people, even, let's see, who else is in these streets that's still here? Roslyn, even Roslyn, probably would have never met her in the streets, you know. So these clubhouse streets, you get great connections and great networking. So that's going to be my PSA for today. If you are not on Clubhouse, get on Clubhouse, network on Clubhouse, go on the stages. You know, show value, show people who you are, connect with people, talk to people, get your name out there, get your business out there, and grow your business to the next level. And that's the cool part about it. Like, that's the cool thing that you need to do in your business on a daily basis. So just do it. So that's kind of what we're talking about tonight, is making sure that your business is growing and is scaling in different ways, and how to make sure you scale your business. Now, my favorite one is number 4, which is automating your systems. Automation, I think that should be like number 1. You start up, start your business, and then automate it. Because once your business gets automated, you can, your limitations of growth is out of this mind. You can grow your business so quickly that, you know, you'll be successful faster, because you'll be collecting the data, you'll be getting the information, you'll be efficient, you'll be fast, you'll be able to get your processes out. So making sure that your business is automated it saves you time and it saves you effort and it saves you that extra energy and putting yourself out there, making sure you have those systems in place to get it. Make sure you have those systems where you are telling people how to pay you. They just go click a link and they pay you, like one click, and you can have my money. If you make it, you know, I put my credit card number in and shoot. If you got it on the phone or sending it on your computer, a lot of that stuff is auto-populated. So you just throw your number in there and then go. Like, there's so many ways, tap and pay. Like, there's so many quick ways to automate your business that it makes it so awesome in business. So making sure you're automating, having your business systems automated. All right. Now, number five and number six and number seven, like most of the people that I'm talking to on any of my platforms are nowhere near these phases. This is when you're now relinquishing all of your power to other people in your business. You're telling people that your vision, your culture, you know, you have your CEO, you have an interviews for your CEO. You're hiring your CFO, chief financial analyst. You have an administrator. You have a secretary. You have a secretary and a personal assistant. Somebody answering your phones and buying you groceries. Like, that's two different people. Like, you personally have three people to run your life on your own payroll. Like, this is where this is at. And then everybody under their CEO, CFO have three or four people in their life to run their business like that. So, like, this is where you're doing big things. You're making a couple million dollars. You're able to pay $300,000 to $400,000 salaries a month. Like, this is when you're winning. This is when you look up, your systems are in place, everything is automated, then you bring some people in to help, you know, the culture, help everything in your business and growing your business on these levels. Like, this is the awesome part about it. Now, number six is integrating that technology into your business, making sure you know how that technology is working. You know, and making sure your email systems have high security. You now bought a server because all your information is too large to put out there on your platforms or to save on your little laptop computer. You have a big computer now. You are now implementing security systems. You have security guards. You can do touch screens on your phone, turn everything on and off through your phone so that you're saving money on energy in your business. Like, these are things, everything is automated, everything is running cool. Like, you have a network guy that comes in, the IT guy, Bob. He usually is really, really heavy set, and you always see his ass crack. You know what I mean? This guy comes in and sits in your computer, hovering over you. I don't know what's wrong with your computer. But those are always the best IT guys. I don't know why they always 300 pounds, but they are they're the best IT guys. They sit in front of that computer and tell you about how many people who's watching porn at work. You know, like all that craziness. So these are the things that that happen when you're at that phase six. And then when you get to that seven phase, you hit in the stock market, you're publicly traded, your business is flowing, you making like $30 or $40 million a year, you're eating lobster, you bought your jet already, like you're talking about acquisitions and private equity and moving your business to different levels and ownership. Like, this is like that true, this is how a business should be run. Like, that's when you are that person. Now you have that Fortune 500. You can be on Forbes at this point. That's how you are put out here. Like, you're at the top of the top of the top. There's no going backwards. And there's not a lot of businesses to get there. Like, these are your Amazons. These are your FedEx, your UPS, your Kroger's, you may have even a union. You know what I mean? This is when you are huge, your schools, your Kaplan's, you know, your juices, your, what is a big juice brand? This is when you're Del Monte, you know, Dole, these are the companies. This is the level that they're at. When people can, you're a household name. Like, you're everywhere. You're a Tito's. You know what I mean? These are huge places to be. So this is kind of where I'm at. So if you're in this room tonight, or you're on my platform tonight, or you're watching this replay, you have, go to I Am Unique Marketing. I Am Unique Marketing right now. Download the free ebook. Get that ebook on your thing. Once you download the free ebook, I'll know that you have done it. And once you have done it, I will add you in for 15 days free marketing consulting software on my platform. You'll get 15 days and one consult with me, and I will teach you how to use the platform and how to make sure you are using it to make sure to learn everything that you need to do in marketing your business and getting to the next level of your business, because marketing is something that every business needs. Everybody needs more customers. And when you don't have enough customers, you need more customers anyway, because you probably need more money. With the inflation, with everybody else, you need to be on these streets all the time trying to figure out your next way to make money, your next thing to grow. What are you going to do next? How are you going to scale your business? So these are the things that we're talking about and getting out here. So make sure y'all go there to IamUniqueMarketing.com and to scale, to get your free 15 days. After the 15 days, it's $97 a month. You will see the value. If you actually use the system and go through the process, there's $97. Using one or two of the tactics, you'll make that. You should, if you use them, you'll make that. I use all the systems. I'm networking. I'm making sure my messaging is clear. I am sending out emails, you know, got my compelling offer, which is my free ebook, How to Master Your Business in 45 Minutes. Like, it's a short read. Like, grab it, read it, figure out how to grow your business. Then the next part about that is, you know, what do you need? What do you need to put in place? How do you need to send a compelling message? Shoot, if you don't know how to word it, hire Norman over here. If y'all want to, if y'all want Norman's information, I will send me a message on Facebook, Instagram, or an email via Blog Talk Radio, or even a back channel on Clubhouse, so that we can find this. All right, guys, so this is I Am Unique. Right, again, if you are in Atlanta, Georgia, on Saturday, September 24th, we're doing a Getting to the Money Masterclass, and we're going to be, you know, pumping it. So please, please, please come to Atlanta on September 24th. That's Friday, 3 days away now. So excited about being on stage and talking to my people about growing their business. We're going to be doing tours. So if you want us to come into your city, drop your city, tell us where you at. We're going worldwide. I got the new passport on deck. Bam. I need this to be full by the middle of next year. And then we get another one and another one and another one. So this is I Am Unique, right? And I'm ending the broadcast. And I appreciate everybody for joining. Please like, follow, and share this if you thought it was informative. If you did, talk really bad about me, but make sure you leave a bunch of comments, though. Talk all crazy mess. Leave a lot of comments and tell me how you didn't like my hair. You see the gray in the front. You know, tell me anything you would like to tell me. Please, just comment down below. Tell me. You know, you don't like my background no more. My life is falling down. Whatever it is, I don't care. Just tell me. But make sure you put it in the comments, though. Make sure you comment, you know, and share and tell people to reshare it, too. And talk bad about me. Or talk great about me. Either way, you know. But I'm Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, and I'm signing off. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.